This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
If you want, you can stream the show on Twitch and get actual video of the show. You can see myself. You can see Kang behind the glass when he talks. Big Floyd over my shoulder. And when Doug is back, you'll see one of us in studio, one of us from our home doing the show as well. It's kind of cool. It was kind of fun last week to do that from the house. Went to a couple different locations in the house.
Are you in studio next week or is Doug?
It's a great question.
Because I was just going to say, if Doug is at home or even in studio, he's going to step up his game. You've done a great job since we've been on Twitch. You've shown the guitars.
Yep.
Lois has made an appearance real quick. You brought Big Floyd into the studio. Doug Karsh has to step up his game.
I think what happens is that next week, for the days that I'm in, I will be at home, and Doug will be in the studio all next week. And then the following week, I think I'll be in the studio, and Doug will be at home. So I think we got another week to wait for that. I think that's how that works. But people are giving up some suggestions for what the Pistons should be called. Shooter 2525 says the Motor City Gears. Motor City Jungle Cats likes the name Detroit Muscle. Well, I don't mind the Motor City Jungle Cats. Van of Fun 69 says Detroit Turbos. Wizard O 5285. How about the Rods? Then we could have the Piston Rods. How about the Detroit Ignition?
Isn't the obvious name the Alternators? Because they're the alternates, right?
It's
car related still. We're a piston.
The student drivers.
Come on, man. That's just disrespectful.
Sure it is. I think the obvious name is the Detroit Wheels, personally. I think that's what's going to happen. Detroit Gamers. There's some good suggestions there. The Detroit Gunners. I don't think that's going to work. Stingray 1222 says this one. How about the Detroit Night Blows? Doug kept saying Night Blows instead of Night Glows, which was really funny. So Detroit Basketball Players. How's that one? Is that good? Does that work?
They are basketball players.
That they are. But lots of names coming in for the suggestions for the Detroit G League basketball team. Now that it has moved from Grand Rapids to Detroit, what they did was they bought the team from Northern Arizona. Grand Rapids will still have a G League franchise. It just won't be affiliated with Detroit. So now the Detroit affiliation is literally in Detroit, playing in. They're building a whole new facility out there in by Wayne State. So it should be cool. It should be really cool. And advantages, as Dwayne Casey said this morning, on with Stoney and the Gov, who was in for Jamie. Was saying that lots of advantages because you have the players that can actually practice with the team. They practice with the G League. They may practice with the team before they play in a game that night. It just sets everything up nicely because they're right in your backyard as opposed to being 2.5 hours away, which isn't a huge issue, but it's 2.5 hours away. And with weather situations you deal with in the winter, you know, it could present more problems here. But he speaks from experience because having been the coach of the Toronto Raptors, their G League affiliate was in Mississauga, which was like 1/2 hour away. So it worked out for them. And he mentioned about Pascal Siakam and how it helped his game and develop his game, being able to practice with a big team and also become the MVP of the G League. And now look at him. And we hope that that's the same thing going to happen here with guys like Sekou Doumbouya. Although now he's seemingly going to be with the team for the foreseeable future. But whomever they draft upcoming could be a top five pick. Maybe that player, if he starts in the G League or not, at least he'll be right in the backyard. I think it makes sense, and I think it's a good idea. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We were talking about the possibility that someone like Trevor Lawrence could opt out of the college football season altogether. There was a story that came out yesterday that Caleb Farley, he's the cornerback out of Virginia Tech. He is a potential first-round pick. He has already opted out of playing college football this year, going to focus on the draft. And as Kang mentioned, this gives players absolute legitimacy because of COVID-19 to say, I ain't playing. I'm not risking it. And I think we get it. Nobody's going to fault the college player for doing that. If that's the case, because it's a real health concern. So if they opt out, it could give a real different look to college football if you get a bunch of these guys that aren't going to play if there is a season. We're going on the assumption there would be a season for the sake of this discussion. We asked people, if you were a parent of some one of these athletes, how would you feel about it? Would you encourage them to play the final year here? Or would you say, no, son, you got to opt out and just get ready for the draft? Because there's something to be said for that, because you're spending all your time on strength and conditioning, getting in the best shape possible for the combine, which would be, you know, 8 months away, and get ready to put yourself and your best foot forward with drafting. But there's something to be said for actually putting something on film and improving your draft status. But someone like Trevor Lawrence, I mean, if I were the father of Trevor Lawrence, I'd probably tell him to opt out, honestly. You're going to be the first pick overall, likely the first pick overall. You've proven what you can do at college football. You won a national championship your freshman year. You struggle a little bit out of the gate of your sophomore year, but then you got things together. You got right back into the national championship picture. Just take the time off to get stronger, faster, and prepare for the combine.
I absolutely would do the same. I'd tell Trevor not to play. I mean, in the end, he can make his own decision. You're going to advise him. You're probably one of his top advisors in life. And you tell your son, listen, I don't think the risk is worth it. You're going to be the number one overall pick. Stay healthy, online classes, whatever you have to do, work out, be ready for the draft. Now, if he wants to play, I wouldn't stop him either. I'd say you just got to be careful. I'm curious if Doug were here. He's obviously a very big believer in the possible dangers and effects of coronavirus and things like that, but he loves college football. He hates guys that just sit out. He wants to see the best out there play. It's probably his favorite sport.
Yep.
What would he advise his son? You know what I mean? Like, his son, if he was going to be the number one overall pick.
Well,
and this is coronavirus related, because if the pandemic wasn't going on, I know Doug would tell his kid to play. Go out there and play, finish the season with your team, all that stuff.
But COVID-19?
But COVID-19's going on.
There's no way he would have him play.
You don't think so?
Nope. Knowing Doug and how he's handled COVID-19, there's no way he would.
NCAA rules that, hey, we have protocols in effect that's going to be as safe as it possibly can be.
Yeah, it can be as safe as it possibly can be, but it's not safe enough. I can't see Doug doing it. Not if his kid was going to be like a Trevor Lawrence type. No, because there's nothing to gain. You already know you're going to be the top player in the draft, top pick in the draft because of the position you play. So long as you don't do something stupid, all you have to do now is focus on your kid not doing something stupid from now until the draft. Some ticket texts coming in at 248-539-9797. Even if I wasn't going to the NFL, why would you burn a year of eligibility on a season with no fans, no student experience, no fun? I'll take my year of eligibility and then join my time in college playing football. I understand that. That's something else to bring up. It's not just for players who would be eligible for the draft and be taken in the first couple days of the draft. What about just players in general? We got NFL players that are opting out. Some big-name NFL players that have opted out. Dont'a Hightower and Patrick Chung for the Patriots, they opted out. There are other players that have opted out because of health concerns with COVID-19. Those are the professional players. And this is where, again, I'm doubling down why there's no way Doug would have his kid play because of what the NFL is doing. If the NFL allows people to opt out and they're taking advantage of it, I could see a bunch of players, college players, just saying, yeah, it ain't worth it. I'm not, I'll get my year of eligibility. I'll go to class. You know, I'll advance towards my degree. You know, I'll be a college student and learn online, but I don't have to play football this year. I'll play next year when things are a much different situation. Welcome back to Carson Anderson here at 97.1 The Ticket. Taking some texts and your phone calls at 248-539-9797 regarding college players and their decisions to opt out of the upcoming college football season. We mentioned this because yesterday, Caleb Farley, the defensive back from Virginia Tech, who's a potential first-round pick, he decided to opt out of the upcoming season to focus on the 2021 NFL draft. In the article from ESPN, an agent is quoted as saying, look, there could be a bunch of players that do this because what's the point? If you're Trevor Lawrence, why would you play this upcoming football season? If there is a football season, you know, amidst COVID, you're risking illness, let alone you're risking injury. And if you're Trevor Lawrence, you're likely going to be the top pick in the draft. You're not going to improve your draft standing. So I kind of understand all that. And with the NFL having their opt-out policy, with players being able to do that, and the players will still get a six-figure stipend to not play football for this upcoming season if they choose to do so, if pro players are doing this, I can only imagine that college players would do this en masse if there's an upcoming season. We got some ticket texts coming in. If I was Trevor Lawrence, I would play golf. Hopefully, they have a spot for him on the team, LOL. Yeah, I would ask my kid, what do you love more, playing football or making money? Nothing in life is guaranteed. True, nothing is guaranteed, but this is about as close to a guarantee, I guess, as you would have with Trevor Lawrence. He's accomplished all you can accomplish in college. I mean, sure, he could win the Heisman Trophy and win another national championship, but he's already won a national championship. Everybody expects him to be the number one pick, and things that would knock him out of being number one pick would be, say, being exposed somehow in college football this year as a player that maybe you don't show as well as you had the first 2 years. An injury that would happen because you're playing, getting sick from COVID because you were part of a team that was playing football this year. So nothing's guaranteed. You could still get COVID and not play football. That's obvious. Let's see. Play and take a chance on losing millions of dollars or sitting out and taking no chances. Duh. There's two duhs. That's a no-brainer. Mike in Brighton. And then there's this. He's the number one pick. He can't go higher. Opt out. That's from Sean. I can't disagree with that. And if it was my kid, if my kid was Trevor Lawrence, I would say don't play. Opt out. Just keep yourself in shape.
You know, judging by the fact that he just got engaged, this kid's going to play. If there's a football season, he's not opting out. I think Trevor Lawrence he does things a little, you know, his way, right? Which, you know, hey, everyone's entitled to do whatever you want. I think most people wouldn't get engaged at his age and potentially the number one pick overall in the next level, right? He did. I think most people wouldn't play football this season if they didn't have to, especially with coronavirus. I think he's going to play. If there's a season, I think Trevor Lawrence is going to put on his helmet. Lace him up.
You think so, huh?
I do. Although I wouldn't blame him, and in fact, I'd advise him not to, but I think he's the type of guy that would. I don't know him personally or anything, just a hunch or a guess, but that would be my take.
Yeah, I respect it. I disagree with it because I mean, if you were his dad, would you tell him to play?
No, but if I was his dad, I'd also tell him not to get engaged. Son, what are you doing?
This is true. This is something you would definitely say. I understand it. 248-539-9797, the telephone number, and same number to text. Nathan's on the cell phone. Welcome to 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Nathan.
Hey, how are you doing? First off, echoing what was just said, 100% the most important decision that he needs to make this year is whether or not to get engaged, and he should absolutely not. He needs to wait on that. But the decision whether to play or not is completely irrespective of COVID-19. I mean, we know it's not really in dispute that the traditional flu for people under 50 years of age, particularly 18 to 22-year-old kids, is significantly more deadly, even though it's not deadly. It's significantly more deadly than COVID. So the risk of COVID should not even be a factor in whether kids decide whether or not that they want to play this year. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't want to play, I completely understand it, but that's irrespective of the of COVID, and should probably be made by the top four or five players every year that are sophomores going into their junior year. Do I want to risk injury? Not necessarily anything to do with COVID, but do I want to risk injury or do I want to take the money?
I think it's something, and thanks for the call, that is definitely weighed on by all players as this has gone on. The last few years, we've seen players decide to just hang it up after a few weeks of the season. And obviously, for injury reasons, famously, you know, Michigan's tight end Jake Butt was the Mackey Award winner. It's the top tight end in the country. He played in a bowl game, got hurt, and his draft status he plummeted because of the injury. Now, he's still in the NFL now, I think, with the Denver Broncos. But, injuries can absolutely knock you down when it comes to the draft. It happens all the time. With the COVID situation, I think it makes it an absolute no-brainer that if you're one of these top players expected to go in the draft that you don't play. I can't see NFL teams looking at you differently if that's the case. I don't know how this would affect, like, if you look at the, when they do the interviews, would this change at all because you're looking at the mindset of a player and he's deciding he's going to preserve his body and get ready for the NFL draft as opposed to playing with his teammates for the final year? I think it's totally different this year. I think that line of questioning that goes into whether, what type of character the person is, I think it's totally different this year when it comes to COVID. It changes damn near everything.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.